Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nya abo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muli mutya bana ba Mukama.
How are you, children of God?
Baganda ba Mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
Brethren of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Baganda ba malaika abatukufu.
Brethren of the holy angels.
Baganda ba kerubi.
Brethren of the cherubim.
Baganda ba biramu ebina.
Brethren of fallen creatures.
Baganda ba kadabiri mu abana.
Brethren of 24 elders.
Bongera kudize ekiwa netendo Yesu.
Glory and honor Jesus.
Ari mukuweri okusatu.
In the third heaven.
Bakolise cho 12:12. Josinzidde okufuga eggulu n'ensi
abo
baleka otulagidde
umata
Yesu leya28 18 paka olwabiri timpereddwa obuyinza muguuna ku nsi kale mugenda mufulamanga gona abayigirizwa Yesu n'alwala tuli wano kuba omwoyo w'omutukuvu weebale kitaffe ali waggulu w'eggulu
lyonna
otulaba leero kubanga yobu essula 28 abiri musatu paka abiri munya osinzira waggulu w'eggulu n'olaba mu nsi zonna ne muggulu lyonna ayi kitaffe omulungi twaniriza okubeerawo okw'omukama twaniriza okubeerawo okwo ayi Yesu omulungi twaniriza okubeerawo okw'omwoyo omutukuvu wamu n'ejjira abamalayika lyotuma
okutuweerezaera
lituweerezaamu nalyo
weebale
kitaffe omuyinza ebintu
byonna
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mwasuze mutya.
How have you been?
Musibye mutya.
How is your day?
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Agena masongulize ku mugandawo.
You can move on, greet your brethren.
Omugambe akasera akalala akalungi keyongedde okujja.
Tell them another good moment has come.
Kubanga tuva mu kiseera ekirungi nga tweyongera mu kirungi.
For we move from a good to another good moment.
Nga bwe twongera okuva mu kukkiriza nga tweyongerayo mu kukkiriza.
As we move from faith going deeper in faith.
Era nga bwe tuva mu kitiibwa nga tweyongerayo mu kitiibwa.
As we move from glory into glory. Yes.
Mukama atwongedde era akasera akalungi.
God has added us another good moment.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Akasera akalungi ako kuulira ekigambo kye.
A good moment of hearing his word.
Mazima enjala n'ennyonta.
Indeed the famine and the thirst.
Ekigambo kye kati yewona.
Oh, his word is getting healed.
Meme za femio jafe jikusibwa.
Our souls, our spirits are getting satisfied.
Wamo n'amagezi gafe.
Together with our minds.
Tugenda maso n'okumulisibwa n'omusana
omungi. I'm moving on to be enlightened with my light.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ni dobozi.
By name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamo ni musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Abaana ba Katonda mu nsi yonna.
Children of God in the whole world.
Muli nyali ya Mukama wafe
Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okugenda mu maaso.
And to move on.
Okutondawo omulembe omupya.
To create a new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And His glory.
Okusobola okufuna obulamu.
To be able to get life.
Okutuuka ku bulamu butaggwaawo.
To reaching the eternal.
Because
we remember
Hosea 4:6
says my people are desperate for lacking knowledge and the Lord says that lacking knowledge it is to lacking revelation it is to lacking vision how we say in the Proverbs 29:18 that without the vision people are destroyed but those who keep the law blessed are they before God praise Jesus much
So the
ministry of the full knowledge of God.
Tuleeta omusana guli ogw'ekigambo.
We bring that light of the word.
Ogulimu okumanya.
Which holds knowledge.
Kuli Katonda kwe yalagiranga agamba.
That God commanded saying.
Obakolise ekyokubira esula yakuna.
The 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Onyoro mukaga pakuru omusana.
Verses 6-7.
Nti yalagira omusana.
That he commanded light.
Omusana ogw'okumanya.
Light of knowledge.
Ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
Glory of God.
Omasoga Christ.
Before Christ.
Wakenga mukizikiza.
That he shines in darkness.
Era omusana ogw'okankana ogwaka.
In that light now he shining.
Okuita mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Passing through the word of God.
Kubanga mu Zaburi 10:19.
Because the Psalms 119. Verse 105.
Agamba nti ekigambo kyo ayi Mukama.
He say your word O Lord.
Yetabaza.
It's a lamp.
Era omusana.
In the light.
Mu lugendo lwange.
Unto my path.
N'eri ebigere byange.
Even to my feet.
Tumwebaza Mukama.
We thank him the Lord.
Yasooka okusubiza omulembe guno okubaawo.
He has promised his generation to be there.
Wali mu Isaiah 11.
In the Isaiah 11.
Nyoro mwenda.
In the verse 9.
Agamba nti tebali damu kulumya.
He say there will no more heart.
Newankubadde okuzikiriza.
Neither to destroy.
Kusuzira nyumba yange
utukufu
many holy mountain
kubanga eseri julu okumanya mukama
the earth will be filled knowledge of God
as
the water spread on the sea
yana yogeranga agamba
and he spoke saying
mo Isaiah sura ya 10 yana
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 5
kubanga eseri julu okumanya ekitibwa kya mukama
as the earth will be filled knowledge of glory of God as the water cover the sea
irabo naba ino mbiri bali kirabira wa
all those with flesh will see it all together this is to be seen everywhere
yes yebazi bwenyo
praise Jesus
kubanga burungi
because we know of it well in John chapter 17 verses 3
obulamu obutagwao
eternal life
kumanya katondo mu amazima
know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is saying
obulamu obutagwao bufunira wano
eternal life you get it right here
we can talk kumanya ofuno kumanya katondo mu amazima
long as you get the one know the Christ one true God and his Christ is saying
moyo mutukufu
by the Holy Spirit
ngoyingi obulamu obutagwao
enter eternal life
obulamu obutagwao
eternal life
tuyingirira wano
we enter it right here
wabulabu wangalira muguru
but it outlives long in heaven
yes yes
praise Jesus
hadi wohulira obwereza bafunology
now when you hear the ministry of full knowledge
mubo kumanya katondo okujude
of the full knowledge of God
sanyuka yaguza
rejoice and be glad
kubanga mukama aliso kumanya okujude
God has brought the full knowledge
aliukawa abantu obudamu bagwa
people the eternal life
kubanga abade bazikira lwakubura
kumanya they are getting desperate for lacking knowledge
hallelujah
hallelujah
tugira okudiza katonda kitafe kitibwa
move to glorify God the father
yatwagala okweyongera yone no musomo gwafe
we want to move ahead with our study
gutwa sembyo jo
that we last saw yesterday
ngatuche agena maso
as we still move on
no kuitiba kwa katonda kwazi asubize sizonna
God is worldwide promised call
ngakuri no sinzira no mugwangale Uganda
and it has to base in the nation of Uganda
kuvu mwaka guno 2022
from this year 2022
era awamu nente katika
and together with the standard strategies
awamu nente katika izo mutindo
together with the standard strategies
izukutukiriza
of fulfilling it
yes yebazi bwenyo
praise Jesus much
twagala okulabikanga tuyongere wetu wakomye
we want to move ahead where we ended yesterday
twasembye yo
we last saw
ngatumaze okulaba
after we had seen
engeri je tugenda okola mo revival no kuzo bujjo kwe bintu byonna
where we are going to do revival and restoration of all things
bimanye bwenga bwe byali
be known the way they were
binokuba
the way they should be
nange bilibere mirembe ne mirembe
the way they will be forever
kwate gedentu ina chikolanga tuita mukuzo obujja
understood we have to do it as we restore
injili yoburokozi
the gospel of salvation
injili yoburokozi yemirembe jonna
the everlasting gospel of salvation
injili yaburi obutonde bonna mugone kuri
to all creations in heaven and earth
mukulwani senjiri byenfuna byenselo
invite him to again gospel of the world
nokutunde byama
and the selling of miracles
byatufura abalabe eri katonda
which turned us enemies towards God
nebituletera okutegana
and caused us to toil and labor
sinebera mukikolimo
and the other pair in the cars
banji nebagwa mugeena
and many fell in hell
yes yebazi bunyo
praise Jesus much
sokwasobodo okutegera anti enjiri entufu eyobulokozi
so we are able to understand the rightful gospel of salvation
mukuyitibwa kwesiyo na
in the worldwide call
nga Uganda feba kulembeze mukuyitibwa
and Uganda we are the ones spearheading that call
kunga amawanga gonna okujjo kuwerezane katonda mulimo ogusemba
yokusemaze all nations come serve together with God in the final work on the planet earth
no mulimo ogunga revival
and that work is the revival
okudizwa bujjo kwe bintu byonna
and the restoration of all things
iranga revival yakolebwa
and that revival was done
okuyita mukuzza obujja enjiri eyoburokozi yemirembe jonna
restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation
njiri yaburiro obutonde bona mugone
kuso gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth. Now today we want to break down
enjiri yoburoko zeno
this gospel of salvation
chechi
what is it
kwanga nachi nacho chitegeza
because it too it has what it means
enjiri yoburoko ze mirembe jonna
the everlasting gospel of salvation
chechi
what is it
kwanga ogogwe mulamwa kusi
because that is our aim on this earth
erife abaskiro bwakabaka bomugu
to us who inherit the kingdom of heaven
erifa abaskiro burokozi
to us who inherit salvation
omanyi bwato nasikira burokozi
you know before you inherit salvation
tosobola sikira guru
you cannot inherit heaven
mazima
indeed
sure tosobola sikira guru
you cannot inherit heaven
ukuja kongo soso sikira burokozi
you first inherit salvation
nayi bwato nasikira burokozi
but before you inherit salvation
uino kubanga omanyi enjiri eyo burokozi yemirembe
you must be knowing the everlasting gospel of salvation
tuvude tukugamba
that's why we've told
you nene njiri yoburokozi yemirembe jonna
but this everlasting gospel of salvation
chichi.
What is it
njiri eno
this gospel
njiri yobwakabaka bwakatonda
it is the gospel of the kingdom of God
nobutukirifu
in the righteousness
bwakabaka bwomugu
in the kingdom of heaven
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Enjiri yoburokozi.
The gospel of salvation.
Enjiri yobwakabaka bwakatonda.
It's the gospel of the kingdom of God.
n'obutuukirivu
and his righteousness
bwakabaka
in the kingdom of heaven.
Kitegeeza tulina ebigambo bisatu ebyokunnyonnyoka.
It means we have three words to be explained of.
Tulina okunnyonnyoka.
We have to get explained.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Tunnyonnyoke obutuukirivu
and we get explained of his righteousness.
Then tunnyonnyoke obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Then we get explained the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus much. Olunaba
tukukulide ddala mu njiri y'obulokozi.
Then we would have gotten sanctified in the gospel of salvation.
Nenga sinamenya amenya ebyo byonna.
But before I break down all those,
kugambye ko bato nasikira bulokozi.
I've told you before you inherit salvation.
Toja sikira guru.
You will never inherit heaven.
Mubebulaniya esura mubebulaniya esura yesoka.
In the Hebrews chapter 1,
10:14.
Verse 14 to 14.
Agamba neba malaika abasindikibo tuwereza.
He said even angels sent to minister to us.
Bawereza abasikira obulokozi.
They minister to those who are to inherit salvation. Yes. You know, if you've inherited salvation, you are a co-heir together with Jesus, you inherit the entire heaven, even the earth.
So consumera utulabe.
You first read me there, we see.
Abebulaniya esura esoka n'olunyiri olw'ekumi n'esatu.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14.
Naye ku malayika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti, tula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool?
Olunyiri olw'ekumi n'ennya.
Verse 14.
Bonna si gy'emyoyo egiweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olwabo abagenda okusikira obulokozi?
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Yes.
Bw'oba tonnasikira bulokozi,
before you inherit salvation,
osobola sikira
gu, you can never inherit heaven.
Naye tosobola sikira mu ne mukama
wa Yesu. You cannot be a heir together with the Lord Jesus.
Kati tobola tukugamba nti enjiri y'obulokozi,
that's why we tell you the gospel of salvation. It's a great gospel.
Kubanga
yekutwala
yekuyingisa mbusika.
It is what enters you to be a heir.
Obweguru.
Inheriting heaven.
Omanyi Bible yegamba Rome sura yo munana.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 8.
Sibasika wa muna ye Yesu
Kristo. We are co-heirs together with the Christ Jesus.
Na ye bwetuba tunasikira bulokozi.
But before we inherit salvation,
ngayo mulokozi agamba ati musobola sikira munange.
Ask him the Savior, I say we can, you cannot inherit together with me.
Era ati musobola fugira munange.
And you cannot reign together with me.
Eguru na Yesu.
Heavens and earth.
Na ye katusome Barumi eno tulabe.
But let's read Romans, we see.
Abalumi esura y'omunana n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Romans chapter 8 verse 17.
Naye bwe tuli abaana era tuli basika, abasika ba Katonda era abasikira awamu ne Kristo, bwe tubonaabonera awamu era tulyoke tuweerwa awamu ekitiibwa.
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, so that we may be also glorified together. Yes.
Bw'oba tonnasikira bulokozi,
before you inherit salvation,
tosobola sikira wamu ne Yesu.
You cannot inherit together with Jesus heavens and earth.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So kijja kutwalira omutendera ogwo.
So it will take that criteria
ogw'okulokoka,
of getting saved.
Bw'oba tolokokedde ddala mu byamazima,
not totally gotten saved in truth,
kakasa eggulu lyo lyerabire tolinaako busika.
I assure you, forget heaven, you have no inheritance there.
Kikuwadde nga kyama.
That I've given you as a secret.
Omuntu yenna atannasikira bulokozi,
and a person who is not inherited salvation,
ngamba atannalokoka,
I say who is not yet saved,
okulokokera ddala,
to get totally born again.
Tosobola sikira wamu ne Kristo.
You cannot inherit together with Jesus heaven.
Mu Efeso sura y'okulonya omukaaga agamba.
Ephesians 2 verse 6 he say.
Yulirize bulungi.
Listen it very well.
Abefeso sura y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
Natuzukiza wamu naye, natutuuza wamu mu bifo eby'omuggulu mu Kristo Yesu.
And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Ulide bulungi.
Have you heard very well?
Bokiriza Yesu n'olokoka.
When you believe Jesus, you get saved.
Oteke bwao sazino waddenga oli ku nsi.
This time though you are on this world,
naye muggulu oli mutuuze.
But you are in heaven, you are a citizen there.
Winotandika okweyisa ng'o
muggulu. You have to begin conduct yourself like someone in heaven.
Kakati abatakkirizanga mwenna.
Now all you who have never believed,
abatannalokoka,
those not yet born again,
I prove you will not yet inherit salvation. You cannot inherit together with Christ. And you can never inherit heaven. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus was given to reign over heavens and earth. Yes. Now when we go to that inheritance, when we've gone to inherit together with him,
so
we'll need you fulfill John 1:10-12, that only those who believed him, he gave them power to become sons.
And
no one reigns without authority. Did you say anyone reigns without authority?
You
first given power to become a son,
then you'll
be entered in an inheritance.
It
takes you even the Romans 10, verse 10. You have to believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth to be saved. And you inherit salvation. We count you in the hills of heaven. And you begin the journey to getting saved. We have the salvation of confession. This we confess that all Jesus. Yes. That is the first one. We have the second salvation of knowing the scriptures. Did you know that salvation? Bible says right from childhood you need scriptures which could make you wise to reaching into salvation. Second step of salvation. Have the third step of salvation. It's in the Philippians chapter 3. He said, work out your salvation.
That
means that you have to serve God that you strengthen your salvation.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
The last salvation is in the Matthew 24. Those who will endure to the end, they will be saved. Did you know that salvation,
the
you have passed in how many steps of salvation? Or you got started in on the first step. That is what they call to get totally saved. When you confess, you're not yet totally saved, but you have started the journey to salvation. The Bible says yes. In the Hebrews 9:22 downwards, Jesus is coming back for the second time, not for judgment but for salvation. He comes back with the salvation to take us. That is the last. Did you confess? Thank you so much. There's a second, third and the fourth step. Let's go to the gospel of salvation. That is a whisper your way. I've whispered that to you. One wants to understand things of salvation. We shall study that ahead if you will request for it. And you get to know what is called salvation. You know, everywhere there is original, there is also a fake of it. Now, in this world, there is a false fake salvation. There is even that of half. A person to bring you a 10,000 paper note, which is half, that's not real. Even 50,000 and they bring half of the paper. What do you buy with it? Nothing. Someone gives you salvation, it's fake or it's half. What heaven can you dare inherit with that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now let's proceed on. We want to see this everlasting gospel of salvation. What is it? But we have been told that this gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we have been told we have three words to know. First, what is the gospel of the kingdom of God? The second, what is the righteousness of God? The third, what is the kingdom of heaven? Because there are those who say that if you move up in the space here, that in dimension, that you have entered in heaven,
Heaven has never used the dimension. When you read the Bible, but they use the word ascending or descending. You have to ascend or descend.
If you go to
heaven, you ascend.
And
if you come from there, you descend. Now some people of beliefs out there, they said their heaven is in a dimension. Dimension, they say. You just rotate in the spiritual world and right in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But as we've begun, what is this gospel of the kingdom of God? We cannot first go to know the gospel of the kingdom of God before we know the kingdom of God. Now you think, this kingdom of God, what is it?
And
then we go see the gospel of the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Praise Jesus, man. Because there are those who expect that perhaps it's a city.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to those in Matthew chapter 12, starting from verse
28,
he speaks as he says this on the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 12, verses 28. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Yes.
He
said that if I cast demons, healing sickness and all the others, all the works of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God has manifested. The truth is that the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit and His works. All along, those who seek for the kingdom of God, all along you have sought for the Holy Spirit and His works. Because he said, Matthew 12, 28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you.
Wow.
Where is it then? You know, we've been long with this scripture.
It's
quoted so much. Even the con man speak about it. And they want to rob the children of the kingdom. The scripture in the Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now we don't know it. Where are we going to look for it?
Then?
You first read me that scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse
33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Said that first seek for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then the rest He will add them to you. But if you are to seek for the kingdom of God, before you understand, according to Matthew 12, verse 28, when he spoke, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come unto you. You think the other scripture, how would you have handled it? That you must see for the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The rest, the houses, the cars, the healings, traveling abroad as you want,
and
say those are freely added them to you. You do for me one thing, seek for my kingdom and the righteousness. Where would you have gotten it? Have you ever sought for the kingdom of God? Who has ever tempted it? Don't fear. You had it and you tried to
in
the way you sought for it, but you have ever sought for it. Has written up. Now the question is like this. He told you seek for His kingdom and righteousness. This He adds them to you, houses and the rest. God, He didn't fail to give us houses and the cars, all the good things, but He gave us a work to do first.
That's why
church you pray so much. Pray it's not you to work for them. Cars. Houses. Whatever.
He said,
I have ready to add them to you. You seek for my kingdom. He did it, he said, seek for it. You know why he put it there?
He
didn't want us to be idle. He wanted to keep us busy in seeking for the kingdom and his righteousness. And the rest is ready to add them to us.
You have begun
a business, you see God prosper it. But the problem, you didn't seek for the kingdom. When you would have moved to seek for it, you did not know it. Means you were even able to bypass it. Now what is prayer
then?
First seek from the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the rest I add them to you. Now the problem with it,
and
that Satan turned in the church.
A
simple example. You've gone to the shop to buy a sack of rice, and they say if you buy one, we add you one. And you go bring your car. When you reach, you say, you pack my addition, I'm not more buying. But you think the shop owner, can he give you the addition? He gave it for you buying one. God is saying,
first
seek for my kingdom and my righteousness. This I add them to you. We turn rather. We have come to say to get what you say to others. Where is the kingdom? Have you got it? No. We don't have it. And we cry, Lord, give us cars, give us houses. He's in heaven saying, have you seen the kingdom? Have you gotten righteousness? That no father. What you speak, we don't know it. Have you seen church how you've suffered? That is what comes from changing the gospel. But if you are to seek for the kingdom of God, as he said, Matthew 6:33,
first
seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and this rest I add them to you. You have to first know this kingdom of God I seek for. What is it? But you know, if you don't know how gold looks like, you will look for it. Will you ever see it? When you don't know how it looks like, yet you're seeking for it. Our forefathers of old, our fathers, our brethren, our children, they have gone, fallen in hell, seeking for the kingdom of God. And they never saw it. Thank God we're showing it to you right now. We are so blessed. Because
you're
going to just move around a little and you have it. You go tell him, Father,
your
kingdom I've seen it.
In the Matthew 28,
you told me, if you cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. I have understood it. Your kingdom, it's the Holy Spirit, is
what?
Now add on to me the houses, the cars, that I can serve you. Prayer is in a few minutes it began even to change.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
He
has said if he cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come unto us. The Jews asked him, but where is the kingdom of God? He told them, it is in your midst.
They
told us to
seek
for it. Where is it? And the Jews took a step. They told us in the Matthew 6:33, we first seek for the kingdom of God. Where is it and when is it coming? When I see it. They asked in Luke. Luke chapter 17, verses 20.
And when he was demanded by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with outward observation. Verse
21.
Neither shall they say, lo here, O lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. My goodness. Who is that one?
And
in our midst state we do not see him. My God. The Jews first looked around. You said it's in the midst of us. The kingdom, where is it?
They
expected a city. Just as you thought it's a city. You know, when I went in the kingdom of heaven, I was able to understand what is called the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of God. There are two words in that Bible. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. But people mix both those two words and they think they are the same. The kingdom of heaven, these are territories. The heaven you see and they ascend upwards. Up to above the heavens. At the beginning and the end. But if you seek for the kingdom of God, now begin to seek for the Holy Spirit. Where are you going to find him? Where are you going to find him? He is in our midst, he's there.
Now,
the way to meet him is to know him. Because you take all the long, you've not seen him, yet you seek for him. Bible says in Psalms 149, verses 7 to 10. But where do you think we shall run from your spirit? The kingdom is in our midst, is present. He is hidden from us. He says, seek for me. Let us read. Psalms 139 from verse 6.
Okumanya okulinga ngoko kwa kitalo kunema kwa waguru siinza kutuukako.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Verse 7.
Nagenda wo kuveri omoyo go. Oba naddukira wa amaso go.
Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? Verses 8.
Bwenali nyamuguru nga joli. Bwenayalo buliri bwange mu magombe laba nga joli.
If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there.
Olinyoro mwenda.
Verses 9.
Bwenato olebiwa watire byencha. Nentula mbife byennyanja ebiri ewali nnyo.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea. Verse 10.
Ne wankubadde eyo omukono gwo gunannungamya. Ne omukono gwo ogwa ddyo gunankwata.
Even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Now he has asked you, where shall we run from you? His Holy Spirit.
The
heavens is there. In the earth is there. In hell is his, those suffering there. In every place is there. That one is the kingdom of God. The one we have always thought for. If you don't know him, you cannot see him. You know what he said? Our Lord Jesus said in the John chapter 14, and he said, the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be within
you.
He is the one. You can seek him, climb every mountain as you pass him. But the Lord God has blessed Uganda. If we shall sit in the nations, you know, I'll finish there. For nations, they have been given a blessing passing
Uganda.
Uganda is taken as Abraham of the world. For in Abraham, all nations were blessed.
era Uganda Ibrahimu
mirembe gino is the Abraham in this generation.
Amawanga gonna mugenda
okuwerwa through him all nations are going to be blessed.
Ugo kumanya ebyama byobwakabaka bwa Katonda,
of knowing secrets of the kingdom of God,
ebyama byobwakabaka bwa
Mungu, the secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Ha. Wow. Ugena simbula rogeno nyonyore.
You're going to move here, go explain.
Ata chirunji buli atula wana ategerera.
Don't think everyone who sits here understands immediately.
Service egeno okugwanga olikasazo
busazo. The service ends and you understand.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Don't wanna na para mpansozi.
Don't waste time climbing mountains.
Bononya bwaka
bakamwa. That you seek for the kingdom of God. Every place you are, you can know him.
Osobola mmulaba.
You can see him.
Manya Zakaria nyamukaga aga.
You know Zakaria
4:6.
All things done not by power nor by might. Yeye nyinyi
yaliokore milimu jona.
Himself is the one doing all the works.
Kati tuli nengeri jo batu ayi tumusubira
tukia. Now we expected him be how.
Manya sala kuwa detail.
You know I don't want to give a detail. I came to speak in the summary.
Omubulizi wenji.
As an evangelist and an apostle.
Okusinzira mu Yohane sura 14.
According to John chapter 14.
Olunyere 10 omukaga gamba bwa.
Verse 16 he says like this.
Yohane sura 14 no lunyiriri olwe 10 omukaga.
John chapter 14 from verse 16.
Nange ndisa bakitange. Naye alibawo omubeezi omulala abeerenga nammwe emirembe n'emirembe.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Omwoyo wa mazima ensi bweteyinza kukkiriza kubanga temulaba so temumanyi, mwe mumutegeera kubanga abeera gye muli era anaabanga mu mmwe.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Have you heard very well? God sent us a comforter.
Kubanga ga sijja bali kanga ba
mulekwa. He said, "Don't leave you as orphans."
Manyi mulekwa ba mubaka
matakala. No, an orphan is still every possession of theirs.
Na ye yamanya anti Satan ainzo tubako binji.
So he knew that Satan can steal much from us.
No bura munabo.
Including life, he will steal it.
Asana unatumira omubezi.
He said, "Send us another comforter."
Na gamba.
And he said,
"Omubezi oyo moyo wa mazima."
That comforter, the spirit of truth.
Yesikweta yenza kufuna.
The world cannot receive.
Kubanga
because they do not see him, neither do not him.
Na gamba mwe mumumanyi.
Yet he said, "You know him." Because he dwelleth with you, it shall be within you. He's all to us in our midst is there. Even within us, he wants to put a portion in there.
That
the Spirit will be in us, we are his temple. And he rests within your life. And he works within you. And he gives gifts,
apostles,
prophets, pastors, and the others.
Now,
where the problem has been, seeking for kingdom of God, we don't know him, and we don't know that he's the Holy Spirit and all his works. And we sought for, and you see the problem. And you climb the mountain, let me go seek for the kingdom of God. My. You leave it where you've come from, you go climb a mountain. Even where you've gone, it is there. Yet you do not know it. When you will know the Holy Spirit and his works, you will be able to know the kingdom of God. And you will be seeing it. You know, I want to summarize. In the Psalms 104 verse 30, this one was one who was sent and all things were created. Even renewing them is still moving on doing it. You get born, you are getting grown, the trees are growing, the different plants, the animals, the insects, the rainfall. He is the one. The kingdom of God is in every place. When
we
go to nations, we have to reveal them who is this kingdom and where is he. Because our Lord told the Jews, as we've heard, in the
Luke
17:20-21, that the kingdom is in your midst. And they looked around to look for it. But they did not know him. But God has mercy towards us. There is exceeding mercy and grace towards us. This is what is done for us. Something which spent many years and to be able to reach understand it. I thank God for the heavenly journey.
But
if it will never move me there, we get born, we don't understand. And the earth makes us wonder places. Praise Jesus much. Now in Psalms 104:30, He sent His Spirit, they are created, even renewing all. Let us read we here.
Zaburi esuri echikumwenya, noru nyiriri ora makumi asatu.
Psalms 104:30.
Otuma omoyo gwo nebitondebwa. Erofulo obujja amaso gettaka.
You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Yes. He creates everything. Even those needing to be renewed. Those gotten sick like the lame. Those with different sicknesses.
It
is the one we tell that this one renew him. If you knew him, then healing will be easy. He makes animals give birth. He treats them in the fields where they are. Humans, he told them, before you seek to see me, I am not going to add on you what you want. Praise Jesus much. And now we came to pursue and seek for the kingdom, yet we did not know him. Even those who
preached
say, go see for the kingdom of God. And he tell him, you who saw it, why don't you show us where it is? Maybe you are going to seek for it. But because me, I saw it, I know it, I show it unto you. I already entered the kingdom, because when I knew how is I entered, did you enter? Where did you pass? Him the kingdom, if you want to enter and you be together with him, he makes you his temple, he joins with our spirit. I would have spoken much on him. But some people usually say that he is the third God. Those two we shall speak of it. The Bible says there are three witnesses in heaven. The Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
we
know as the Son, Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit. Would have known more than that. How did he came to be existing? How did he come that he has responsibility of creating and renewing all, to leading all creations and all children of God? His fullness, it is made of seven spirits. If you are to know him, is broad. And when we have started to seek for the kingdom, that is an entire heading. In the Acts chapter 2, verses 3 up to 4, his fullness is made of the seven spirits which appear in the tongues of fire. Let us read, we see. Acts chapter 2 from verse
3.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verses 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes. And upon them came tongues like of fire. And all were filled with the Spirit. And they began to speak tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You think, upon which do you see that someone is filled of the Spirit? He's in liters.
That
100 liters now your fields, or like 300 liters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Spirit in his fullness,
alabikira mu nnimi ez'omuliro musanvu.
He appears in the seven tongues of fire.
Okola emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
To make the seven spirits of God.
Era bw'omala okujjula egyo emyoyo musanvu.
After you get filled of those seven spirits.
Ojjuziddwa omwoyo wa
Mukama. You have been filled of the spirit of the Lord.
Osinira ku ebyo byogerwa mu kubikulirwa essuula ey'okuna.
According to those spoken in Revelation chapter 4.
Olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
That's verse 5.
Bagamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Okubikulirwa essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelation chapter 4 verses 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. N'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes. The seven lamps of fire,
as
they burn before the throne of God, they are the seven spirits of God. Those he sent in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 up to 4. He is the one he sent who came from heaven, whom the apostles were filled. They appear seven spirits.
Akabonera ako Mukama yakalaga dda nabbi Musa.
That sign God showed it long back to Prophet Moses in the nation of Israel.
Leero kali mu Uganda yitibwa
ku Today it's within Uganda which is called in this time.
Akabonera ko lamp stand jola ba.
The sign of the lamp stand you see right here.
Sika kusinza.
It's not to be worshipped.
Kakutegeza oyo bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
It's to demonstrate to you him the kingdom of God.
Moyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit and his works.
Ngo bujuvu bwe buli.
As his fullness is.
Kubanga bwe yayogera dda nabbi Musa.
Because when he spoke with Prophet Moses in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 25, verse 37, he spoke saying like this. Exodus chapter 25, verse 37.
Era olikola ebyetabaza byacho omusanvu. Era banakolezanga ebyetabaza byacho okwakira maso gacho.
And you shall make it seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it. Yes. You know when you connect Revelations 4, verse 5, the seven lamps of fire burning before the throne of God, even Exodus 25, verse 37, the seven lamps of fire shine before the throne of God. Now fullness of Holy Spirit appear in the tongues of fire. It's not this one who has been beating you down. I want you when you leave there and you know to beat yourself down that you're filled with the Spirit. Tell me the wisdom you have gotten in the falling you've fallen. And you tell me the understanding that you have gotten in falling. But, and the other, you think, when the Spirit comes down, who is strong to uphold the other? Me or him? I did see apostles falling in the Acts 2 as they were filled of the Spirit. Those, you were demons, the Holy Ghost. You fell and you rolled and they deceived, they are filling you with the Spirit. Where is the Spirit you got filled of? And how was it looking like? Me, what I know, those falling demons are leaving them. And they are not being filled with the Spirit. In Daniel went with the presence of the Lord. And he felt his wicked trembling before the presence of the Lord. And he fell upon his knees. And the Lord stretched his hand touched him.
He
told him, stand on your feet, for I have strengthened you, Daniel. But that spirit, they say, it is you who has to sustain, support him. Those are demons.
A
demon when it reaches you, you first struggle with it like that. The things of the shrines, we take them from the church of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now the Holy Spirit appearing in the fullness of the seven spirits. And who appears in the tongues of fire. His name, they are these ones. Isaiah chapter 11. Verses 2. There is the Spirit of the Lord. There is the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of wisdom. There is the Spirit of understanding. There is the Spirit of understanding. There is the Spirit of counsel. There is the Spirit of might. There is the Spirit of knowledge. And the Spirit of fear of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in this Isaiah we hear. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Yes. Now those seven spirits, if you're getting filled of the Spirit, you have to get filled of all of these ones. In this world, are there people who got filled of the Spirit? You say, it is me, I have begun now. I have to be filled of the Spirit. Now after that, you ask for me, preachers who say, that the Holy Ghost, after we shall speak the Holy Ghost, as they say, now we have to get the Ghost of Wisdom. For if the Holy Spirit, his fullness is better than the seven spirits, after we exchange and we say the Holy Ghost, then we have to change, say the Ghost of wisdom, Ghost of understanding. Are they there? Revival indeed came this time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank
God has brought revival. You will dare speak again that Holy Ghost.
Ghost of wisdom.
Tell him, Ghost of wisdom, we see whether it is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After you see the Holy Spirit in his fullness and his works of righteousness, preach the real King, the Spirit of truth. Because he speaks, he says, that are these the acts, acts you see the church, that the Spirit is moving. He's falling on someone and they open their leg like that. Tie them like that. That the Spirit is forgotten. They are exposing their privacy to us. There is a spirit, and indeed it's a ghost. Micah chapter 2, verses 7. Oh, you that are named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walks uprightly? Yes. This is doing. You know, in the church, the pastor directs him
like that.
And he moves. And he goes back like that. You think you can limit him? Pick out his people. He knows whom he wants to heal. That drummer of demons.
mukanisa tagenda kudamu
kubera. In the church is not going to be there.
Eya katonda omulamu.
That of the living God.
Ebikolwa n'obyewuunya.
And you wonder the actions.
Akola.
Umoya atamba. The spirit is moving like that. Those are the works. Others, they act like frogs there. They begin to act like frogs like that. The kingdom of God has now appeared. The kingdom of Satan, where will it go? You know there are demons which come from Satan. Revelation 16. They are in form of frogs. These people have those demons.
Others
appear in a leopard. They are on their mouth to put flowers like that. And they begin to all shake like that.
I prove
there is a revival indeed.
Is that
the act of my Holy Spirit? That is the Holy Ghost. You know what they call the Holy Ghost?
A smart ghost.
That's a smart
ghost.
It can hide in the name of Jesus. It's in the Acts 16, verse 16 to 20. It is very smart.
Since
the servants of God say, the men of the Most High God, they are there. They don't fear to speak of Jesus. They are on the heads of the false prophets. Me, when I reach around where you, I just clearly see.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus,
man.
Now, that one, the Holy Spirit, that is the kingdom of God. Anytime you gather and you will see him,
when
he arrives, these are the things he first does in the church. I'm going to explain in the summary the kingdom of God
as
upon which the kingdom of God has settled his presence. Before he begins healing, he first convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. When he arrives, it begins from that. This fallings for what? He wants to say his power, he shows them to us by beating us down. That is the spirit of Buganda. This one of, you know, that local wrestling of Buganda. Chigo, Gumbia. That one.
All
the rest before you got them. While the Spirit is in your midst, the kingdom of God has appeared. When arrives, if has convinced the world of sin, and he takes out all the sins,
you
why you do this and that.
He
first exposes his prophets, the seers, in your
midst.
This one fornicates, this one steals, this one is a robber. You repent. But this one
comes,
whether you are in
the midst,
I see God takes
your
word.
It's
the finger of God. My godness. You know, in the shrines, they don't question. Why have you come in a minute? Not there in the shrines. The grandfather will give them a shrine price. And they begin to speak what has brought you. They rebuke what on your manners. It means church, most of them are shrines. Sure. They tell you, come as you are. It's true, it's written, come as you are. But it ends when you reach, become a new creation. All the past is gone away.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Let me end what concerns the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God in our midst. The scripture in John chapter 16, that when he appears, let's read from verse 5. John chapter 16 from verse 5. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asks me, where do you go? Verse
6.
But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Verse 7.
kibasaanira mmwe nze okugenda kubanga nze bwe sirigenda omubeezi talibajjira naye bwe ndigenda ndi mutuma gye muli.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Verses 8.
Yebu alijja alirumiriza ensolo ekibi n'olw'obutuukirivu n'olw'omusango.
And when he is come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Yes. When he appears, he first convicts the world of sin. You come out of sin.
Obutuukirivu.
Righteousness. That's why he told us seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. For
you know,
when comes those are what he first demands from us. He will come convict the world of sin, righteousness, and the judgment. One who refused to be saved, to live profane, stealing, and the rest, there is no heaven. The judgment is hell and the lake of fire. If you see what is called the Holy Spirit that is in the church, that
if
no more convicts world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and you know there is another thing in there. Our Lord left when he warned us of it in the Matthew 24, that when you see the abomination sitting in the holy place, when you will see it, then you'll be ready, he's coming back. But there's an abomination. It sat in the holy place. In this place of holy
spirit.
The place holy remains. And the ghost sat there. Also entered the church of the holy ones.
Those holy ones,
the spirit of God to sit in them. In them is seated a ghost.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That one, the Spirit of the living God, and all his works in the heavens and earth, it is the kingdom of God, whom always we've been seeking for. I would have spoken much of him, but time cannot allow us. Right now we're going to another thing. Because we're told we are speaking of the gospel of the kingdom of God.
But
we have to first know who is this kingdom of God. Now we've got to understand him well. You need to search much about him, basing in the word of God, the book, the Bible. Many things concern him, the Holy Spirit and his works, the kingdom of God in our midst. Now, his gospel, what is that? When we say gospel of the kingdom of God, we say the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures. You fought for gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of the kingdom of God is the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures. Have you ever preached gospel of the kingdom of God? If you are not able to preach scriptures and they are understood very well, I prove you've never preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God, if he's the Holy Spirit, his gospel, they are the Holy Scriptures. And Bible begins say in the John chapter 6, in the verse 63, and it says like this. John chapter 6, verse 63.
Omubiri teguliko chegugasa. Ebigambo byembagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
It is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You thought scriptures, what are they? Himself is the Spirit. When we began to serve to the gospel of the kingdom of God, we began to minister the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures.
era omuntu yenna atasobola kujjawo byawandikwa
bulungikubanga
obwakabaka
bwakatondaye
mwoyo
omutukuvu
omwoyo omutukuvu byeyaleetanga
Because it is Him Himself. These are life giving people life. That's why He said in John 6, verse 63, the words I say to you, they are spirits, they are life. And we have never served the letter right here in full knowledge. When we see these letters,
we
go beyond and see who is behind these letters. That's why we do not twist. For you will familiarize the Holy Spirit Himself.
Familiarize
the gospel of an entire kingdom. That's why say when you twist, you get destroyed. When you twist the meaning, you get destroyed. If you subtract adding them, it is only death, hell, lake of fire. In 2 Corinthians chapter
3,
he said that we do not serve the letter, but we serve the spirit. They are these scriptures.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwokutano
2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 5
Sikubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda.
Note that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
Olunyolomukaga
verse 6
Era yatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya Siba weleza ba nukuta, wabula abomu oyo, kumange nukuteta na yomu oyo gule itobulamu.
Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit giveth life. Yes. If you want to read it as the letter that Isaiah said, Isaiah said nothing here. Not. Isaiah was a radio. Yes. You want to tell me the radio in your house, it is what is speaking to you
TV.
Or your television. You know when we were growing and you want to go to the radio or television and you see those speaking within it. This Bible, you see, it is living in extreme life. All prophets and apostles, all of them, we are radios.
And
chief speaker was the Holy Spirit who spoke through them. And Bible shows that what he spoke, he was the Holy Spirit. He got them from the Father and the Son, and he brought them to us here. The entire gospel that you see of the kingdom of God.
And
if you can't preach in the scriptures, gospel of the kingdom of God, you departed from it, you are on your stories. Don't get angered of me.
Let's
rejoice together. Hallelujah. You know, all of you are ministers seated here.
Just
with that revival.
If
revival has held you, it's held you get strengthened. You know, there's revival and restoration. And it's when they tighten you and just you see your coat in it. Don't get angered. They were born to be there and to work. Revival was put there. It was born to be there and to work in the people. No matter what you do, it never dies. If you want to kill it, it raises up elsewhere. If you will fight it will rise up on the one who is next to you. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
As he speaks, saying in Peter, First Peter, 2 Peter, and he said that the apostles never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God as they were led by the Holy Spirit. All the scriptures, the Holy Ghost scriptures. All long it's the gospel of the kingdom of God. And you can't deceive us that you preach the gospel of the kingdom of God when you do not preach scriptures.
For
the kingdom of God we have understood is the Holy Spirit. Now his gospel, they are the Holy Scriptures. Let's read.
Peter ekyokubiri esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 19.
Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo eky'obunnabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaaza yakira mu kifo ky'ekizikiza. Okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emunyeenye ekeesa obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Verse 20.
Omumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'obunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo ky'abannabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu. Naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Ebyandikwa tebinnyonnyola kukoma ku oyo mu magezi g'obuntu.
Are not interpreted in human wisdom.
Mukama yali ategeeza
that the Lord was meaning like this.
Waliyo.
Were you there?
Ebyawandikwa binnyonnyolwa byawandikwa.
Scriptures are explained by their fellow scriptures.
Bible.
And Bible.
Yo yenyini dictionary yayo.
It is own dictionary.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tebayogeranga bayaga.
They did speak what they wanted.
Mugenda ne muddeyo mwabawereza abamu.
Go out some ministers.
Umanyi Paulo yagamba.
You know Paul said.
Yakugambye ko yagamba bichi.
What did he say here?
Yakugambye damba kolise chokulisula yakusa.
2 Corinthians chapter 3. From verse 3 downwards. We cannot say we speak this by our sufficiency, but it cometh from God. Now you want to tell me, even the one who tells the people, check your neighbor, see where they have grown the pubic hair. He too is spoke it by the Holy Spirit.
Aboruganda,
brethren, the kingdom of God has come back in the world in the name of the Lord Jesus. All the rubbish in the church of God
is
be swept out.
Omanyi,
you know, there are those who did Operation Papyrus
Swatcher,
instead of doing operation of taking sin out of the church. Others, they did operation cleaning the house. What did they clean when mini skirts are filled in there? Patched trousers. The Colmer Rastafarians. The boys, they cut hair like the wild cats. Operation bring demons corrupt the church? Because they did an operation, things got more worse.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now this gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the Holy Spirit, they are the Holy Scriptures. And when you get saved, they tell you you have to know scriptures. Because you will not be able to preach gospel of the kingdom of God when you do not know scriptures. That's what he said in the 2 Timothy. Right from your childhood you knew scriptures, which could make you wise to enter in salvation. For all the scriptures have the inspiration of God. The scriptures, all of them, they have an inspiration of God.
Which,
if you understood, this one will guide it. This, you will inspire. As you see the preaching flowing now, I think if you come from this one and you're lacking understanding, when you go to the next, you get more understanding.
tuba tuli mu njiri
y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda. In the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Omanyi,
you know.
Buganda ina ebiwandiko.
Buganda has their records.
Buganda kingdom.
Buganda kingdom. Buganda in Uganda. But if you look in them,
you see,
according to the Buganda kingdom, they are clear. You think the records of the kingdom of God, the holy scriptures, they are the ones which cannot be understood. Because you added in much of your wisdom, that foolish wisdom. And you wanted to guide them, inspire them. They have an inspiration of God upon them. This explains the other, even this one more. And you find books. I want to tell you the Bible. It's not like the Quran. You know Quran. Those who spoke it, they have this trouble in them. Oh God. I don't know. They say, that strange God. That book is not independent. It has additions. They call it additives around it. Bible is independent. Independent. All
day
long it stands independent.
It's
the book of the living God and the only wise God. Me, I wonder. This brother and the Pope, the way he said it's outdated, I think it is him who is outdated. Now you began to despise those big people. Now them too fast despised God. If they despise the one who is head above all, the Lord of Lords, let him too also despise them. According to this knowledge spoken, I want them to call me. I show them this book as never and will never be outdated. You know, if you want to get wise in this age, you first realize you are a fool. I'm not abusing. That's 1 Corinthians 3 verse 18 up to 20. If you want to get wise in this age, you first admit you are a fool. For the wisdom of this world, it is foolishness before God. There's nothing you tell us, you. Now look at those men. Now, brethren, according to what you've heard in the 2 Timothy, this chapter 3, let's go read there. We hear scriptures of the inspiration of God. The person to preaching the gospel, the person to bring a correction, the person to bring a reproof, a person who will instruct in righteousness has to go in the scriptures. Where there are notes, there is no use, and you have our towards us. Let us read. We hear
2
Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14.
Naye gwe beranga mwebyo byewayiga n'otegeerera ddala.
But continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of knowing of whom you have learned them. Verse
15.
And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Before I finish where we are heading on,
he said,
those who taught you, hold and stick to those. Know with those who taught you how they are. The one teaching us is God. The prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God as they were led by the Holy Spirit. First, you have to be sure deal who gave us scriptures that it is God.
ani yabireetanga
who brought them
moyo mutukufu
the Holy Spirit
omanyi bino tebyakanga aya
webi this come like ayas and falling down
aya zinengeri jezali zikamu
they have a way they were falling
mumpuku ya nabi Muhammad
in the cave of prophet Muhammad it's you who know that I heard they were falling down like that these scriptures didn't fall like ayas they were brought by the Holy Spirit right from God the Father the Son and the Holy Spirit
praise Jesus much
they say from the child from when you got saved on the first day you start a journey of knowing scriptures for God speaks like this he loves all people to be saved and to knowing all the truth not only to get saved but even to know the truth of the scriptures right from the child you had no scriptures let me see how many have spent 5 years in salvation 5 years and above 5 and above years
there are
those who are afraid I say in salvation there are those who are saying I'm just going to be born today that salvation I don't come no I want in that salvation we have been and you have made 5 years in it and above how many scriptures did you know before?
Or
you asked to the day you got it saved. The gospel of the kingdom of God has not been in the people. We have been with stories of Satan and his people.
Or
if you don't know scriptures,
the
gospel of the kingdom of God, you have not yet gotten it.
That's why full knowledge,
as soon as you come, you start for you reach within the kingdom.
There
are those who say you give us many scriptures. You tell us to reduce the kingdom of God that we give you. For the kingdom of God, that is how he is. The Holy Spirit, he brought the scriptures of truth.
No revelation
you will have with angels when you do not know scriptures. Angel Gabriel came to Daniel. I want to tell you what is not in the scriptures of truth. And them to know them is nothing you tell him. That's why they had left the world to us. An angel will speak with story with you. The water you get from your pools, the handkerchiefs, where they have written where, in healings. These the apostles threw at the people. You have no relation, you're going to walk with the angel. When you don't know scriptures,
they
too were preached the gospel of the kingdom of God, the holy scriptures. And when you find someone claiming to be an angel, you first give scriptures and ask him in scriptures. Ask this. Tell him, give me more scriptures. You come from which heaven? Jerusalem of heaven. It is written where? Who built it? In which scripture? Let's read Daniel chapter 10 verse 19 to 21. Daniel chapter 10 from verse 19.
Nayogera nti gomusajja omwagalwa ennyo totya emirembe gibere gyoli bera n'amaanyi weewaawo bera n'amaanyi awo yayogera nange nempeebwa amaanyi ne njogera nti mukama wange ayogere kubanga ompadde amaanyi
and said O man greatly beloved fear not peace be unto you be strong yea be strong and when he had spoken unto me I was strengthened and said let my lord speak for you have strengthened me verse 20
ti n'alyoka ayogera nti omanyi kyenvudde njijja gy'oli ne kaakano n'addayo okulwana n'omulangiro w'e Buperusi era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangiro w'e Buyonaani alijja
and said he know you why I come unto you and now will I return and fight with the prince of Persia and when I have gone forth lo the prince of Greece shall come verse 21
naye n'akubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima so siwali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo Wabula Mikayiri, omulangira wamwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael, your prince. Yes. Even angels, they know scriptures. In the scriptures of truth, those in heaven, where the Holy Spirit got and brought here on this earth. I wonder how you reach twist the meaning of the scriptures to subtract and to adding in them that destroy the lives of the hearers. Now, without scriptures, there is no preaching. It's nothing you have even done. You're making noise to us. You don't get angered of me. An apostle is always like that. The one of God speaks the words of God. They are the holy scriptures. You want me to twist the meaning and I don't tell it to you the way it is? You want me to speak it the way it sounds sweet in your ears? Not. Without the scriptures, there is no gospel of the kingdom of God preached to you. You are in the lies of Satan. For when he speaks the lies, he speaks what cometh from his. He's never spoken what cometh from the scriptures of God. When he spoke them, he twists the meaning. For
he
cannot join them up for you well that you understand.
Let's
get back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we finish the verses which remained.
2
Timothy chapter 3 verse
16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse
17.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes. All scriptures have the inspiration of God. There is no scripture which is here and it is alone by itself here. They appear for and above. And each explains the other. The gospel of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God and is the Holy Spirit. And his gospel is the Holy Scriptures. It was ordered very well.
It's
you who has to sit down sick and he joined them up very well. And he has told you, because they have the inspiration of God, they are profitable for doctrine. Without them, you cannot preach. And you don't give us one. I have seen preachers. You know these days, you know we have motivational speakers. They are ones in the church, we think they are pastors and prophets. They speak great swelling words like clouds without rain.
Yet
there is nothing
Asoka
like
that. We first heard. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who has heard it? Say amen. You play the guitar. We are preaching things of the kingdom. You play on the keyboard. Have you seen a class? You are playing disco at the same time the lesson is being conducted. The class of the born again of this age is so amazing. As they are studying the word of God. And the instrument starts.
Satan
do not analyze the lies of these people. Now we are seated, we are in the world. Now the instruments are playing. At least it's soft. Soft. We shall play them for you one day you'll hear. Those meant to be behind.
Chiburire.
There are those who say, preach it. Whom should we preach it to? We are preaching to you.
Baburi.
There's one who say, preach to them.
Amen.
There are those who just got happy about it. There are those who just act stubborn like that. You know, God is not of confusion. Hallelujah coming from within, we shall know it's come from within you. But that your faith, we shall still see you make it where it's not necessary. You are like the other president they tapped on when they didn't intend it. And he laughed at a moment where it's not laughable. He did know English language. Now the interpreter, he had to tap him at the point where he's supposed to laugh. The other was scratching himself and he tapped him. And what they spoke makes you angry. He laughed. Now they are
calling
what he spoke in the middle of the
student.
Hallelujah!
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus much.
As we
sum up of the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of our salvation, the holy scriptures, they alone are what are profitable in doctrine, in rebuke.
That's
why there is no revival without them. They alone, why have you done this like this when it was said to be done like this? And revival is never done without scriptures. They alone can rebuke that this you've done wrong. They alone can instruct us that that's the one which is right. For they are used in to reproof, in correction. Even instruction in righteousness.
Instruction,
how they move within righteousness. No human story.
Or motivational
speaker as you speak. Who can speak what instructs you in righteousness? If you fail instruct us in the scriptures, then you have no meaning in the kingdom of God.
Yeah,
those who say apostles began to make us people who are useless. But he says, one who will subtract neither add in them, he will be least in the kingdom of God. He has no use there. That is in Matthew 5.
This
is not even a dot which will not be fulfilled. Even a dot, it is written.
And
he say one who
subtracts
them or teach the other not to do them, that one in the kingdom will be the least tail. He will never be the
eighth,
meaning he will not enter there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
without the scriptures,
we
have no things to preach. The other, there's no meaning we see in you when you do not preach scriptures. Maybe in the kingdom of the world, leaders and presidents as they speak in the world, them too, they need to know scriptures to become wise in the holy wisdom. But these days you find a priest is telling us he's in a sermon. We are going to dig roads in the village. That a priest, the father, is taking over the role of the local council chairman.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse
6,
he says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 4, verse
6.
And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Yes. Don't you think any person has any meaning in him that is powerful when he speaks what he finds? The Holy Spirit alone in one of us challenge us in these issues. You read that scripture in John 16, starting from verse 12 up to 15. John chapter 16, from verse 12 to 15. Our Lord Jesus said, I had much to tell you, but I have no space to put them. But when the Spirit of truth will come, He will guide you in all truth. For he will not speak what he wants, but what he hear from the Father. For what's of the Father is of mine. Those are what he will give you. And he will reveal to you even things to come.
See,
him, the Holy Spirit, the chief minister, in our midst, he too never speaks what he wants. What about you? Brethren, concerning gospel of the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit, and the gospel of him is his Holy Scriptures, I have summarized them like that. But now we've gone to another thing. The righteousness of God, what is it? We've just heard scriptures alone can instruct us in righteousness. Where there are not, there is no righteousness of God. You tell me you have and that you worked. You think we're going to move from far? Right from 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17. As we get explained the righteousness of God. And a person, if they have not heard and believed, and they do what scriptures say, they are not in the righteousness of God, they are doing their own things. Let's read Timothy here. And those who seek for righteousness, seek for the Holy Scriptures, believe the Holy Scriptures, you do the Holy Scriptures, you would have reached in the righteousness. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
Buli ekyawandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwa Katonda era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga, olw'okunenyanga, olw'okuterezanga, olw'okubuulira okuli mu butuukirivu.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17.
Omuntu wa Katonda alemenga okubulwa kyonna kyonna, ng'alina ddala byonna olwa buli mulimu omulungi.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes. For the scriptures have the inspiration of God. They are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. If you want to do the righteousness of God, friend, you can never do it. You can't discover to see it, neither to do it, until you've discovered the Holy Scriptures and you do the Holy Scriptures after believing them. Them alone can instruct you in righteousness. Those stories you've heard in some synagogues, in religions, even beliefs hanging in a
spirit,
you cannot get the righteousness of God. You know, Bible says that is the point we reached and we never knew the righteousness of God, and we began to put in place our own righteousness. Those of religions were first to doing this. They sit after someone has died, passed away, and after they discover where his spirit has gone, that in purgatory.
baguronda mubesi
that they elected among the saints in them. Yes,
baba era besi mitwa
they are saints, they are not holy ones.
Bobe baguronda sika
it is them who choose them, it's not God.
Nibagamo mutukuvu go
and they say saint so.
Waruwa nebe batumi amanya
there are those who they have named names here
his holiness
that his holiness. Look at that. That is right, most right. Even these days, in the born again, they entered. You find the Inspector General Prophet One. My goodness.
What Inspector General Prophet One?
Inspector General Prophet One.
Now,
Angel Michael will be on which rank? For he's on the level of a captain. You
cannot
read him in Joshua. Joshua chapter 6. Joshua, they said the captain of the host of the Lord has arrived. The angel Michael of the Lord was once speaking that. Now we have Inspector Generals in the church. They move beyond levels of the angels. You will read that. Angels don't go beyond the rank of a captain.
A general or
a major in heaven. There is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one called the Lord of Hosts. Now the general we have is the Holy Spirit. Others bypassed him. The Inspector General.
Major one.
We have Major One.
Never my Kanisa.
Church. Time has come. God has come back in the church. This time is sweeping and cleaning it. For we are in revival. You know, ever since you arrived here, you hear
our
rebukes,
kurongosa,
corrections, instruction in righteousness. That's all you hear. That is what concerns the gospel of the kingdom. And upon which you see the Spirit is present, convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He is present then. And I see him walking. And he passes there healing those with sickness. The Spirit of truth.
Offering
slowly. Heal the sick. Heal those with HIV.
Cancer.
And all the rest. Praise Jesus much. In Romans, it says, we left the righteousness of God. Even though we had, in Matthew 6, verse 3, we first see for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as we read of it before. But the righteousness of God before, we never knew where it comes from. But it is within the scriptures. They alone instruct you in righteousness. After you seek for them, and you read, and you believe, and you do them, then you're given righteousness, that of the living God. Let's read Romans we hear. Romans chapter 10 from verse 1.
Kyenjagala mu mutima gwange era kye nsaba Katonda ku lwabwe kye kino balokoke.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. Verse 2.
Kubanga mbategeeza nga balina okunyiikirira Katonda naye si mukomanya.
For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3.
Kubanga bwe batamanya butuukirivu bwa Katonda. Ebo bagezaako okutereeza obutuukirivu bwabwe bo bennyini, tebagondera butuukirivu bwa Katonda.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness
have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Yes. For they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. You know when you go to religions, they are so zealous, they clothe their garments they put on, and they are big like that, and they pass with their incense. These days, I see born again to you, have begun to clothe those garments, and you get the sticks, those ones, of bishop. Like that. The rightful garment of a born again. It's in the Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 17. Clothing the gospel in the feet, the belt of truth in the waist, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the word, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. That is your rightful garment, not those physical ones. The old covenant, when we shifted it, it changes the priesthood garments. When we change the priesthood, even the priesthood garments, they changed. Because we shall speak of them. Now you find a born again. They clothe those of religion, after putting in place their own righteousness, in clothing those their garments, in the burning of incense, and they don't submit to righteousness of God. They establish their own. But a person, if he is to get the righteousness of God, he believes with his heart. In that he believes, he first hears the word of God, and he begins to do it. According to what he tells us in the Romans 10, even the verse 10, even the verse 17, and he says this,
Abalumi esule yekumi nolunyiriri olwekumi.
Romans chapter 10 verses 10.
Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima okuwebwa obutuukirivu era yatula na kamwa okulokoka.
For with the mouth, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth is confession made unto salvation.
Olunyiriri olwekumi.
Verse 17.
Kale okukiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A person believes with his heart to be given righteousness. Romans 10 verse 10. But Romans 10 verse 17. Say you believe after you have heard and hearing the word of God. If you want righteousness of God, you seek for the scriptures, read. Or they read for you as we are here. Listen,
tegera,
understand,
kiriza,
you believe, put in action, you will be given righteousness. After we sought that first seat of the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you would have immediately reached in it.
It's
taken you like 1.5 hours
to
understand those words which you spent many years as you've sought for them. Have you ever sought for the righteousness of God? People reach, they say, the righteousness of God is hard. The righteousness of God has not conditions attached. What we are to
do,
cola,
do not,
tokola.
Bible.
That is the Bible. It's not to wash the ills like that. To get wuzu. I don't know whether the heart to they wash off the filth of fornication and adultery. But Allah, what concerneth him is very hard.
For
you, when you wash your ears and the mouth, when you go, you're clean. That is of Allah. That's even doing them. Is it not what they do? The righteousness of God, you must have heard his word and you believe it and you put in action. For one who believes and you don't do it, their faith is dead and it cannot be given. Praise Jesus much. James chapter 2 verse 26, he says this.
Yakobo esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu omukaaga.
James chapter 2 verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde. Era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyudde.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes.
Bogama ntikali.
If you say that, okay.
Natukiza Isaiah esula yasatu mwenya.
I fulfilled Isaiah 34 verse 16.
Timunoje mu kitabo kya mukama.
That seek in the book of the Lord. Read. None of them will lack its meds.
Bango moyo yakunga. No soma no uliriza.
And you read, you listen and hear. Bogama nakirize bya wandiki. And you say, I believe the scriptures.
Neno utakula.
Yet you don't do them.
Ukubitu ukiriza.
To fulfilling them.
Era mukama atakuwa butu.
Till God does not give you his righteousness.
Bango ukiriza kukuba kufu.
For your faith then is dead.
So Uganda.
Now, when you're seeking for righteousness of God,
Bible yosome,
get the Bible and read. Scriptures you read as gamba and tikola.
Chikole.
You do it.
Ebigamba tokola.
That's what she said. Do not do it.
Toyendanga.
Don't fornicate. Don't fornicate. And you begin reading. Don't steal. Yes. Take away jealousy.
Enugu.
Envy.
Obugwagwa.
Obusiru. Foolishness. And the rest like that. You take them away. That's how you can get the righteousness. Can't deceive me as you fail to do them.
Don't
even twist them that they order them to fit in their lives.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I would have spoken much on that word. But time is moving fast. I want to end with the word of the kingdom of heaven. Because we had, we understanding the gospel of salvation. The everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now we've moved on to get explained. What is the kingdom of heaven? Where is it found?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Go to anoint us with anointing teaching. Anointing which heals. That which raises. Before you raise up the gospel, there's nothing else you'll raise up.
If we preach
this gospel, then we heal,
cast
demons, raise the dead. The gospel remains, all of us would have done. When the gospel disappears, raising, healing and casting demons, it became a very hard fight. Now this kingdom of heaven, what is it? Because we heard in the Matthew chapter 10 verse 7 and 8, and he says like this. Matthew chapter 10 verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
And as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verses 8.
Muwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu.
Matthew chapter 10 verses 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Yes. As you are moving, reach the kingdom of heaven. They have never sent us to preach, take it. The finger of God. I hear, so a seed. Not. Where is we go?
Preach,
kingdom of heaven is in the hand. And how does it draw near? What is it then? And then he said, after cast demons, heal sickness, raise the dead. If this gospel comes back, this anointing comes back, which cast demons without fighting with them, which heal sickness without struggling and fasting. For it's freely given us. They don't fast for it. They freely give us.
Those you
broke yourself to fast understand gospel kingdom of heaven, walk preaching it, healing will be filling you, heal, you raise the dead, you cast demons, fill your keeping, tell you fast, go and fast. Look the time you wasted in the mountains. That's why you keep it. I wonder where God powers of darkness. To see me, you pay 50,000, 100 million. To speak
again. Those
are demons making money on your heads. I speak of the false prophets. If they were freely given, they wouldn't have made us line up. But they were not freely given. They have a price they paid. Others, they don't give birth. They are always
in.
But when we come back to gospel of kingdom of heaven, and we begin to preach it, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, right there, God is going to freely give us anointing.
That
alone is telling we have opened up the eye of our mind. Lose anointing to us. When we preach this gospel, those to be healed, be healed. Those to raise, will be raised. Those to be
revived.
You will be revived. The people, they will be taken off. Praise Jesus much.
Mm.
You know, in Matthew chapter
8,
verses 12, let us read, we hear. Matthew chapter 8, from verse 11.
Nange mbagamba nti, banja abali vebu vanjuba, nebu gwanjuba, abali tula wamo ne Ibrahimo, ne Isaka, ne Yakobo, buwaka bako wamo guru.
And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Verses 12.
Naye abaana b'obwakabaka baligoberwa mu kizikiza ekyebweru, yeriba okukaaba n'okuluma obujiji.
But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes.
Many
will come from the east, including East Africa, even the west, in Europe, others in different
west.
For we know east west,
home is what?
Home is best. God will come gather us from the east and the west of the earth.
Today
we go back home in heaven, in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, then though it comes right from the planet here, but its territories ascend upwards. Right from the heaven you see, above it there are three other heavens, and there is even to go beyond above all the heavens, and you go at the beginning and the end, where God best has created heaven and earth, which are.
For
when God created heaven and earth, he was not living in that same heaven.
For
no person builds a house, yet they live in the same house.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Now we have to come from east west of this earth.
To gain them home.
And we go home.
Because east west.
For east west.
Home is what?
Home is best.
Good.
Our citizenship is in heaven. Now this heaven, how does it draw near? How do I draw near to you? We go say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, drawn near.
I
draw the kingdom of heaven. I preach you all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. That in heaven, when you reach the door of the north, when we enter, we reach in the first place in heaven. There is the city of God. It is like this.
Service here,
you know, our next service, we are going in the heavenly journey. Because for the worldwide call, the 2022, and God is called nations to work with him, the final work on this planet Earth,
n'omulimu
ogwoeriviv'okuddizibwa obujja okw'ebintu
byonnaokumanyibwa nga bwe byalibirina okubaera nga bweribeera emirembe n'emirembe okuyita mukuza obujja enjiri ey'obulokozi ey'emirembe
gyonnaenjiri
yabuli obutonde
bwonnaone ku nsi
yenjiri
ey'obwakabaka
bwa katonda
obutuukirivu
mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu nga tubikkula ebyama
by'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
olw'ensonga eyo
katonda
kyeyava ntwala mu lugendo
lwegulwatambulira
mu bayibuli buli kyawandiikibwa kyogera ku ki kiri luddawa
wetwatuukanga
kuva mwaka 2005-2011 yesu
yebazibwenaye
yali antikoobaka nga ngamba gwe uganda
but he was parking me the message telling me you uganda
ndagala nkubikkulira ebyama by'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
to reveal you secrets of the kingdom of heaven
ogenda osembeza eggulu eri amawanga bayingire
go near heavens to nations
era nkutikka gwe uganda
nange I'm parking you uganda myself
era njagala omanye kino
and I want you to know this
nti obuweereza nze ng'omutume Ronald Hope
me as apostle Ronald Hope witness
ntikka buweereza bwa full knowledge of God
I park to the ministry of full knowledge of God
inspiring eggwanga lya uganda
the nation Uganda in the worldwide call
then Uganda is inspiring
us it will inspire the whole world
don't
get jealous of us you come we pack all in you
package
of the whole world move with it don't get jealous of full knowledge full knowledge is sent your way
you Uganda
we would have retained and we said this is our package, things of full knowledge. Let's preach a little to them. But because they were given that we give them out and you spread them in the world, we have been given a great blessing to know secrets of kingdom of heaven. We brought to nation heavens that they enter. If someone will know the goodness of heaven, even hell how it is, but because the heaven they warm up, they don't explain it. We don't know how we shall live there. Now at times we find ourselves, we do not yearn for heaven. If secrets there were revealed, we would have yearned for it.
Since
they tell in America, the dust there, it is snow, ice.
There's
no dust which makes you dirty. They have roads everywhere. They have buildings. If I dare travel to America, yet heaven, my goodness.
Satan, when
he wanted to destroy us in
hell,
secrets of heaven, he closed them out.
He put
parasites on the doors to enter heaven,
and
them two have never entered there. Whoever tries to enter the
hindrance,
for they got the key of knowledge,
the knowing
of secrets of kingdom of heaven, and they cast it in the sea. And they kept us the world of darkness, the world of ignorance. In the Matthew 13, verses 11, it says this. Matthew chapter 13, verses 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti, mwe muweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama, eby'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu, naye bo tebaweereddwa.
He answered and said unto them, but it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Yes. The way we draw near the kingdom of heaven, even though it is above up there, as the heavenly journey will explain, we reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And we tell you there is even the third heavens. There is even the fourth created heavens. This blue heaven you see,
ate waliyo erisooka
mukitund ekyawagu irimu
ekibuga
kyakatonabatukuvu
gyebabeerate waggulu waali waliyo
eryokubiriimu
ebiramu
ebinan'ensozi
ez'obugagga
obwenjawulo
era nga mubiramu
ebinamuva
emyoyo gyonna egyobutonde egireetebwa ku
nsiegy'abantuwaliyo n'eryokusatuolina
mulondo ya
katondan'ezabakadde abirimu abana the 24 elders
n'olusuku lwa katonda
even the paradise of God
ate waliyo ne waggulu
weguulyonnaotandikwa
newasiŋŋani bozi heaven empya
n'ensizino
eziriwo nga zivuddeyo
kukomerate
tugenda waggulu weguluwaliyo heaven ezitakoma
ez'obutaggwaawo
obwa katonda
of the everlasting of God
tugenda bikula ebyama
we are going to reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven. God has blessed this nation. Many prophets came. They say, according to the vision, Uganda, you are a blessed nation. But you never realize the blessing how. We will have roads like this
day.
Look at our markets.
Yet
our blessings spoken of. It's of knowing
secrets
of the kingdom of heaven. Read me verse 14 and 15.
Matthew 13.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 14.
Naye Isaiah obunabbi bwe yabawaako bubatuukiridde. Bwe yayogera nti, muliwulira buwulizi naye temulitegeera. Muliraba bulabi naye temulyetegereza.
And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, who said, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive.
Verse 15.
For these people's heart has become gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have not have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with ears and understand with their heart and should be converted and should heal them.
Verse 16.
But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Verse 17.
Kubanga mazima mbagamba nti bannabbi bangi n'abantu abatuukirivu abeegombanga okulaba bye mutunuulira so tebaabiraba n'okuwulira bye muwulira so tebaabiwulira.
For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them.
Bangi ku bajjajjaffe,
many of our forefathers,
abaayagala okumanya eby'obwakabaka
bwa those who desired to know things of the kingdom of heaven, they were not able,
kubanga si lwa maanyi,
for not by power, not by might, but by the spirit of God.
Bandibadde basooka ne bamanya obwakabaka bwa
they would have first known the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit.
Bandibabikulidde byonna bye beetaaga,
have revealed them all they needed to know.
Mazima tuli bamukisa, maaso gaffe gamukisa.
Our eyes are blessed to see this.
N'amatu gaffe,
even our ears to hear this.
Kubanga bannabbi bangi bayagala okuwulira.
Many prophets desire to hear this, even to see.
Omanyi ogenda kuba olaba ebipande.
You're going to see these images behind.
Naye oli wamukisa n'okubira banga biteekeddwa bwe
bityo. Even to see them when they are ordered like this.
N'osobola okumanya nti eggulu lisimbula bwe
liti. And you can know that heaven moves and you ascend up. My goodness.
Abafarisayo,
the Pharisees,
Satani beyayingiza mu kanisa
y'obulokozi, Satan in the church of salvation,
badda ne bayimirira ku mulyango oguyingira obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu, they stood to the door which enters the kingdom of heaven,
yenseno,
that is planet earth,
ne batandika okugalira buli ayinza
okuyingira, and began to shut out whoever would have wanted to enter.
Usinja ku ebyayogera mu Matayo sura eya 2:7.
According to that is speaking in the Matthew chapter 23. Let us read we here.
Matayo esura eya 2:3.
Verse 13.
N'olunyiriri olwa
13.
Matayo esula eya 2:3 n'olunyiriri olwa 13.
Matthew chapter 23 verses 13.
Naye ziri basanga mmwe abawandiisi n'abafalisaayo bannanfuusi, Kubanga mugalira obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu mu maaso g'abantu. Kubanga mmwe temuyingira. Naba baba bayingira. Temubaganya kuyingira.
But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourself, neither allow you them that are entering to go in. Yes. You know the Pharisees hidden in the church of salvation. They have stood to the door which goes to heaven. You who get saved to come enter the kingdom of heaven. They don't allow you to enter.
For
they walk the dry land and the sea. After they convert you into their
synagogues.
And they turn you a child of hell two times. And they preach you the lusts of the world. You become an enemy of God. And you fall in hell. Instead of opening for you preaching the kingdom of heaven and showing you the goodness of the whole heaven, even above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens, new earth, where the righteousness dwells, where we are to live forever. They got the key of knowledge and they got it out of the church. As we always learn, never reaching in understanding. For fellowships year by year, yet there is no single secret of heaven that we know, but we are in take it, bring, take, come, pick. According to Luke chapter 11 verse 52, he speaks like this. Luke chapter 11 verse 52.
Abayigiriza b'amateeka bannanfuusi, kubanga mwatwala ekisumuluzo ekyokumanya, mwe bennyini temwayingira, n'abaali bayingira mwabaziyiza.
Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourself, and them that were entering in, you hindered. When they took away the key of knowledge and they shut out the kingdom from us, God said, Apostle, take back the key of the full knowledge of God in the world. What you have to know, because
of
the knowledge of God, it's a key opening the kingdom of heavens we enter. You thought we have what here? We have a giant key of heaven. They got the key of knowledge and they don't want you to know heaven, the secrets there, the goodness there. God say, Apostle, come. Come, you Uganda. I want to give you a key again which opens people the kingdom of heaven. When you hear full knowledge, you know we have a giant key in Uganda. They are going to open up for nations, the kingdom of heaven. Stand up on your feet. We pray for anointing. Anointing
that he
promised to Adonai. As he said, when you
move
preach kingdom of heaven, then you cast demons, raise the sick, raise the dead,
O
King of kings, come again in the presence
of
Almighty God.
Right now, Father,
you cast us out
and
all nations
as we go
proclaiming
that the kingdom of heaven is our heart, as we reveal
secrets of the kingdom of heaven. As
in Matthew,
the whole of the world.
Yudaya bwalikya alituwa amaanyi naffe tuli bebajulirwabwe mu Buyudaaya wonna mu Isirayiri ne mu nsonenyo ez'ensi weewaawo Mukama leka Omwoyo atufukeko amafuta nga bwe yasuubiza mu Isaaya kaaga mu emu onye olusooka paka olwekkona ndiraba Omwoyo wa Mukama ali ku nze kubanga afukiddwako amafuta okuwulira bamefu ebigambo ebirungi okulangira omwaka gwa Mukama gw'okukkirizibwa okusiba emitima egimenyese Mukama weewaawo okuteerawo abasibe ekkubo bateebwe Mukama weewaawo leka Mukama osumule leka amafuta ago leka amaanyi ago gotuwa obuwa kubanga wategeeza bikaba batume esula eyokubiri asatu munaana mwenenye bunawe bwekirabo ye Mwoyo Mutukuvu Mukama leka otuwe ekirabo leka otuwe buwa nabo wasuubiza tuwe Omwoyo wa Mukama tuwe buwa leero tuwe buwa leero tulagira kubanga tutegedde kiki tugenda okukola Mukama amawanga wasuubiza mu Luka esula eri wasuubiza mu Marko 15 ng'ogamba nti mugende mubuulire ebyobutonde enjiri buli anakkiriza obubonero buna buna amugobereranga anayogeranga ennimi endala emisulaba ginaamulumanga saffe Mukama ne batunaanya obutwa tetuffe tunazuukizanga leka olwaleero tuddamu buto Mukama ivaivo nga bogitumye mu nsi n'okuza obujya ebintu byonna leka kitandike leero mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu leka Omwoyo watu w'amafuta wamusuubiza Mukama n'ogamba ekyo ekirabo kya Katonda omusuubizo kigula ne sente bikola tumesuula omunaana Simooni bweyagala okugula amaanyi ag'Omwoyo Mutukuvu mutume Peetero n'amugamba olowoozesa nti ekirabo kya Katonda oyinza okukigula ne sente naba tolina mugabo Mukama tukakanye ne tugenda kuddamu kugamba mutukuwa saddaaka otuwa Omwoyo wo kubanga wasuubiza nti kirabo ogenda mutuwa buwa yatuwa amaanyi nokaleza ddeyo nga liri wano batumira Omwoyo wo Mutukuvu leka Omwoyo Mutukuvu alabikire mulamu bwe amafuta agabawonya abo bennyini Mukama n'okuwonya abalala kubanga tusobola kugaba ky'otalina Mukama bwe bawonyezebwa leero leka nabo bawonye abalala babazze obuggya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Amen.